It's the start of September, and for thousands of kids across the country, it's back to school this week. They say school days are the best days of your life, but was that the case for you at home? Have you fond memories of your schoolmates and teachers, or did you dread going back after the summer holidays? With us are the commentators Andrea McVeigh and Heidi McAlpine. We also have with us today a former teacher, in fact, a man who spent 30 years in the classroom, the SDLP, former SDLP Assembly Member John Dallet. 030 30 80 55 55 is the telephone number for your own particular memories. Andrea, first of all, to you, what stands out for you from your past?
Well, I actually remember the summer holidays better than going back to school. I remember the heat wave of 1976. And was an absolute, anybody who lived through that just has amazing memories, I think, of it. And I remember playing in the street in my bare feet. We're all sort of like running around in our bathing costumes. And that was incredible. And it was just the summers that lasted forever and the absolute dread you had of going back to school. And I feel so sorry for all the kids who are about to go back to school, because I can still remember, like about 30 years on, that absolute feeling of dread. Mm-hmm. How awful it was having to get ready after an amazing summer where basically in those days in the 70s as well, kids still sort of ran around wild. You know, you'd go out in the morning, you'd come back at bedtime and you'd have a bath. You'd be covered absolutely in dirt from head to toe. You'd have a bath and that would be it, ready to do it the next morning. And then it was almost then having to get your uniform was almost like a straitjacket after that. Mm-hmm. You know, getting your pencil case ready, all that. So, I mean, I remember the summer holidays. Mm-hmm. And actually than school.
And getting back into the classroom to face people like John Dallet, who was at the head of the class back then, teaching kids. John, what was it like for you back then?
Well, I didn't get to school until I was six because I got blood poisoning or something that kept me away for a full year. So you could say I was an old boy before I actually got into the school itself. And the only memory I have really is my mother taking me there and handing over my birth certificate. And for the next 7 years, that's the only school home liaison there was. You were on your own. I was fortunate. I had a cousin in the school who sort of looked after me. And then my four brothers came very quickly after me, and I was left to look after them, defend them, keep them out of fights and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. But from the very beginning, I always had an ambition to be a teacher. And, you know, 15 or I don't know many, 15 years later, I became a teacher.
And what was it like being a teacher, going back after the summer break, John? What was that like?
I think it was very exciting. All the children were in the brand new uniforms. They all had resolved to do better. Those who perhaps found themselves in a plateau of learning before were taking up new subjects. So it was a very exciting time.
Come on, John. I'm sure you went back with a heavy heart like most people do whenever they've been off for a long break, come back to work again. Don't tell us you were excited.
It was only when I went to Stormont that I realised the enormous loss I had suffered. All the friends I had, I was fortunate. I was teaching in a secondary school in a rural environment where everybody knew everybody, where my own son went to the same school. So perhaps that's the exception, maybe rather than the rule, but I have no regrets about it, other than that life moves on and you do different things.
Heidi, how was it for you?
Well, my kids have just started P3 and P6, so it's all coming back to me now. And Andrea talking about getting your pencil cases sorted, that's what they were doing. And, you know, you had to sharpen all your pencils. And so they were like there could be props on a Game of Thrones battle scene. They could take an eye out. So you're getting all your pencil cases sorted. And then, of course, you have to go and get your shoes fitted. And this is awful. You see, any parents listening to this now, you know what it's like. It is like Game of Thrones. When you're going into the shoe shop, you've got to take a ticket. And you've got to wait half an hour maybe, and then you get your wee feet all sized up, and then if they don't fit, of course, do you remember heel grips and insoles and having to break your shoes in? And for about the first month of school, your feet are just covered in blisters and you're in pain. It's terrible. And then, you know, your uniform is a size too big because you'll grow into it. And then, of course, you've got to get your books backed and chipboard paper. And even my mother, I hope she's not listening, she used to back mine in old copies of the Sun newspaper. Terrible. But yes, and we had to do all that. I mean, the books all came back the other day and I had to go through it all over again. And I'm not too proud to tell you, I was close to tears backing the books.
Well, there's a lady up the stairs here, Nicola, still fielding calls today from her children about, where is this, Mummy? Where is that, Mummy? We're on the way back to school here and we've lost things. So you can see how the dynamic works in the houses. They're back to school, but there's very little by way of organisation.
I've even had to get in touch with other mums today to double check what time the schools all close, because I'm in East Belfast, so there's like two different primary schools going on. Strandtown is only from P4 to P7, and I've forgotten all the times and everything, and you're going to have to sort out, you know, oh, jeepers, and after school activities. And the only good thing in our day is we didn't have Facebook, because that litany of all the precious progeny standing outside the front doors having to do that awful rictus smile while the mummies, you know, post their pictures, proud, how, where does the time go? They grow up so fast and all that.
Those pictures are everywhere, aren't they, Andrea? You can't escape them on Facebook now. Every proud parent's got their child turned out to their best first day back at school. Isn't it funny how things move on?
Well, exactly, and I didn't even think my parents took a photograph of me.
I can't have them in those days, Andrea.
Well, they didn't have cameras for a start, but I mean, there wasn't a photograph of me standing outside the front door in my school uniform. I don't think my parents really cared that much in the 70s. You know, it was just like, well, sure, let them get on there. And that was the thing, you know, how do you talk about Facebook and the difference, and back in your exercise books with we had the chipboard paper and also the wallpaper, you'd have this like garish turquoise and purple 1970s swirly pattern or something. But I mean, you know, kids were so much more independent in those days, I think. And you know, your parents sort of dropped you off at the school gate, and that was it. And it was also an era of, if the teacher told you off, that was it, you must have done something wrong. Whereas these days, you know, whether it's true or not, but you read a lot about, if the teacher told you off, then the parents are going up to battle with the teacher, and their kid can possibly do anything wrong, and their kid's little angels. In my day, if the teacher told you off and you came home and you said, "Mum, my Mrs. such and such told me off," my mum would just say, "Well, you must have deserved it," and that was it.
Is that how you see it, John?
Move on.
As a teacher?
Well, I certainly, well, perhaps as a child, and I'm just listening and greatly amused by that story, I certainly wouldn't have gone home and told my parents that the teacher told me off, because I'd probably get beat again for doing it. And in regards to transport, with a couple of old rally bicycles and a brother on the handlebars and maybe one on the carrier at the back, that was the school transport. But then, of course, the roads were totally different. As a teacher, I have nothing but the best of memories. And I started my teaching career, by the way, in your part of the world, in Donegal. And I remember my first day there, and sent them to ask the children how many brothers and sisters they had and all that sort of thing. And to think today that the average family is probably about two or three. In those days, it was 12, 14. And one family, there were 21, 20 boys and one girl.
You went on, of course, to be one of the deputy speakers up at the Assembly. So it was, you had good practice then, hadn't you, for that job, keeping people
right
in tow?
And the skills I developed as a teacher stood me in good stead there, because you were able to keep an eye on the bad boys and reprimand them, and at the same time not get totally alienated where everybody ganged up against you.
Who were the bad boys, John?
Oh, the bad boys were... most of them were in my own party, because they felt that because I was in the chair, they could do what they liked, and I had to get the word out very early that wasn't on. No, there were bad boys all over the place, but not many of them. Most of them, just like the children, were very supportive and good to me and kind, and let me away with making mistakes and so on. So, you know, at the end of the day, we're all human beings, whether we're starting school, teaching, or indeed in the Assembly.
Okay.